720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio on Thanksgiving, and excited to have on the line one of the world's top food personalities, star of Food Network, a driving force, one of the biggest all-time hits in food TV with Restaurant Impossible, the one and only chef Robert Irvine. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to WGN.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all the listeners. It's always good to talk to you.
It's great. This is one of those holidays for all those great reasons, giving thanks, looking back, appreciating what it is, but it is a food-centric holiday. So everybody celebrates in their own ways with their own foods and flavors, but all the listeners want to know, what does a Robert Irvine Thanksgiving look like?
It's kind of interesting, Dan, because this is the first Thanksgiving I'm actually home. Normally, we travel across the globe with our troops, and I'm cooking for the troops. We did that actually yesterday with POTUS and FLOTUS. So I get to be home, and it's turkey, it's ham, it's my wife loves sweet potatoes. I'm a big creamy mashed potato fan, green beans, Brussels sprouts, turnips, carrots, big old toffee pudding, and lots of like fat bellies and groaning.
Now, is there anything, because as a lot of people either love the shows, they see a lot of the things that you run into, is through the television shows, you've run into a lot of different things. Are there any things that you've run into in either the shows or your travels that you said, hey, this is great, that maybe made it into the menu for Thanksgiving?
I think there's a lot of unique foods out there, right? Which are classic foods that home cooks and restaurateurs have actually put their own twist onto. And family recipes that have been handed down. There's nothing unusual. Although I did eat rattlesnake a couple of years ago, which is kind of interesting. You know, they say rattlesnake tastes like chicken. Believe me, it doesn't. So I don't know. I think for me, it's the sharing or the breaking of bread around a group of family and friends or people you don't know, in the military's case, that bring, and food is that great conduit. Food is hope. Food is sustenance. Food is memories. And I think Thanksgiving is, you know, a time to really stop and reflect that, yes, we've got great food on our table, but why do we have this day, and what are we doing with this day, you know?
We're going to talk about some of the great work with the Robert Irvine Foundation, things that you may be doing or working on towards and through the holidays as well. Before we get to that, though, it's one of those things with the meal, but it really does last the whole weekend long. We call it leftovers like it's a surprise, like, geez, we didn't finish everything, even though we know. But some of the listeners, they've texted in. They want to know if you have any ideas, maybe tips or tricks, Robert Irvine insight into any leftover ideas.
So I'm really big into, you know, obviously being English, we have something called bubble and squeak, right? And it's called bubble and squeak because it's the leftover cabbage, carrots, onions, potatoes you make into little cakes. We put in there cranberry, we put in there ham, turkey, put a couple of poached egg, a little hollandaise sauce on top of it for breakfast. And it's Thanksgiving meal all over again. I just think there's so many things to do with leftovers. There's omelets, there's cakes. There's just so much stuff to do. And you're right. We buy on average, you know, 12 to 14 pound turkey for a family. And there's so much leftover. But there's so many things you can actually do with it. You know, there's something in Spain, which I love, that they do on bars. It's like a cold quiche. Eggs and potatoes and jambon ham and turkey and all these things that you can make up the morning of after Thanksgiving, let it cool down in an omelet pan, and then slice it up like a quiche with no base. I just think it's a great holiday. I mean, we do the same thing at Christmas in Europe. Christmas is the Thanksgiving in Europe, and Boxing Day is the day after, just like it is Thanksgiving here. And it's funny because we have more people over on Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas, than we do on Christmas Day.
It's amazing, like all the different dynamics that go into celebrating, but those common elements are bringing people together. When it comes to Robert Irvine, one of the common elements is, of course, supporting the troops. We brought up the Robert Irvine Foundation, and this is the first Thanksgiving that you've had to kind of just sit back, relax, reflect a little bit. But I know coming up for the holidays, you guys do it year-round, right? You never stop with any of the support. But for the holidays, are there any things that are either going on or we should know about related to the troops and support there?
Yeah, obviously, I just told you we were at Fort Bragg yesterday taking care of some troops with floaters and POTUS, and really saying thank you to those folks that are serving that can't be home. Next Tuesday, we've got Giving Tuesday, where I'm doing a live cooking demonstration, and Thrivent are actually matching dollar for dollar, or $2 for $1 raise for our foundation. And then on December the 1st, along with American Airlines, we're taking a group of World War II veterans and the last remaining veterans from Pearl Harbor. Wow. Actually, I'm doing a dinner on the 1st, and on the 2nd, we fly them to Pearl Harbor for some meaningful meetings, and it will probably be the last some of them actually make it. So I think it's really a peaceful kind of trip. We get back into our filming schedule, and I just feel that we as Americans, and I say we because I'm a citizen, I think we as Americans celebrate our military, and we should continue to do that, especially through times of holidays when, you know, normally last year we're in Afghanistan, Iraq, Poland, Spain, Germany, Japan. And it's something that we do in our foundation. I know it's something that you support tremendously, and a lot of folks that are listening to this. We've got to really come together, and food is that conduit, Dane. Food is the conduit, especially in times of unrest. And we've got a few things going on right now that I think if we could sit everybody around a table and break bread and forget all the stuff that's going on just for a couple of hours and really get into the spirit of thanks, not only at Thanksgiving now, but also at Christmas, when those are deployed, those that don't have, and we that have can give those that don't have a little something, you know, not only love, but also food.
Yeah. And even just you being there with them, for them to see not only that people, obviously that people care, but a familiar face, a friendly face, a food related face in Robert Irvine and the traveling that you do is great. This is a time of year when we look back, we reflect, we're thankful, but we also celebrate. And there's fans of Robert Irvine and Restaurant Impossible celebrating that it is coming back in December. Some of them may celebrate throughout the holidays with the new spirits. I think that's very cool, right? So you came up very prolific in the product side, always coming out with cool new ways for people to enjoy what Robert Irvine does. Talk about, it's a gin and a vodka, right?
So yeah, we've had Boardroom Spirits for about 5 years, but I just developed a brand new gin with 13 botanicals that I use in food, which is what I classically call the non-gin drinker's gin, and an amazing vodka. Excellent products at very low prices, I might add. And they'll be around the whole country very soon, by Christmas, I'm hoping. It's called Irvine Spirits. And a lot of the revenue that goes to that goes into our foundation, obviously, to make sure we take care of our men and women that wear the cloth foundation, our first responders. So it's kind of exciting. We've gone into the canned stuff right now also, with Moscow mules and iced tea and vodka and peach tea and vodka and all that. So you're going to see an awful lot of that. But great products at very economical prices to make sure we can take care of people. But also when you buy something just like Fit Crunch or our food line, you know where it's going. You can see the end result by going to robertirvinefoundation.org and seeing what we actually do with the money.
And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. Always super thoughtful on the product side, but those side effects and side benefits as well. We mentioned some of the reasons people may be celebrating is Restaurant Impossible coming up again in December. I know that you plan for success. You expect success. People should do that. Are you ever surprised with not only the longevity of it, just the way that it resonates with people and just how fans like love it? When they're missing out on their Restaurant Impossible, people get upset.
It's really interestingly, Dane, Restaurant Impossible has now been running 12 years, almost 13, and it's changed, obviously, because I've changed. I've become a little softer, I think, sometimes, listening to the folks that are going through the hardships and then really caring about. We're at, I think, 260, 280 episodes without the revisits and everything else that we do. And there's something for everybody. The designs have got better. The menus have got better. The stories are so captivating because they're real. There's no fakeness. It's real. In fact, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina last week with an amazing young man. And I got to tell you, because this is what I'm thankful for. You know, he was shot 4 times, left for dead, They burnt the house when they broke into it. And here he is 20 years later in a wheelchair running a restaurant. It wasn't doing very well. But what we just give him this week, which the fans will see, is a brand new lease of hope and life. And I have to tell you, it started off as a TV show 13 years ago, and now it is part of real life. And I think the viewers know how passionate I am about the people I work with and for. We got some exciting news, too. We got a, I don't know if you don't know, but we've got a new show, John Tapper versus Irvine. So it's Irvine versus Tapper coming in. The fans will love that.
What is now, Robert, so for those people, the uninitiated and those people that want to get a little more insight into that, because those, so Bar Rescue, John Tapper, they're familiar with him and all of his work. Is this sort of a restaurant versus bar? Does he handle the bar portion of a restaurant? How does it work?
Well, no, it's actually me against him, and it's me against him renovating restaurants and some other stuff. So it's but it's a little feisty because John and I are very competitive.
That's going to be awesome. Oh my gosh, people are going to absolutely love that. And I can't thank you enough for taking time out, especially on Thanksgiving, and best to you and the family and Gail and everybody on this day. And I know coming up throughout the holidays, and we'll have links up to all the good stuff at WGNradio.com. 2022 is going to be great. It's going to be a great year. Hopefully we'll meet up at some of the racetracks for NASCAR and some of the places, maybe the sets for Restaurant Impossible, and hope to run into you in person.
I would love that. But I want to stop you for a second. I want to give you kudos for everything that you have done in the years while you've been on radio for helping people across the country. You are one special human being, and your listeners obviously listen to you for a reason. I only wish they knew half of what you do and what you give, because you are something special, my friend. And I just want to say that for you, because you do give and you do continue to give for the whole time, not just part of the year. So thank you.
So thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. And the listeners are thankful for all that you're doing and having you jump on. And so it couldn't be more appropriate of a day for everybody to be thanking everybody. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Eat lots of turkey. Go into that comatose state. Enjoy it. And then get up breakfast and make some bubble and squeak.